Then, in the examination of the nails, we can see periungual telangiectasia, periungual hyperpigmentation can be seen. There will be loss of the cuticle. Other than that, there may be fusion of the hyponychium with the proximal nail fold. Because of the fibrosis, it is known pterygium inversum inguis. It is mainly seen in SLE, scleroderma, neurofibromatosis, leprosy, and Raynaud's phenomena. So when we are examining the nails, this finding may be present and so it should be noted down and quoted while presenting the case. Then what is Barnett neck sign? We know that while examining the skin, we see dyspigmentation on the skin along with the scleroderma. So this salt and pepper type of pigmentation along with tightness is known as a Barnett neck sign, which is most commonly seen on the neck and also on the trunk. But wherever it is present, it should be noted down and quoted while presenting the case. Then the main differences between the primary Raynaud phenomena and secondary Raynaud phenomena is a quite a common question which might be asked, so we must know some of the important differences between the two. Primary Raynaud phenomena is more common in the females. Overall, we see that Raynaud's phenomena is more common in females than the males. The age of onset in primary is at the time of the puberty, and the secondary usually occurs after 25 years of age. The frequency of attack in the primary Raynaud phenomena is usually less frequent, that is less than 5 attacks per day, but overall we can say that the frequency is less than that in the secondary Raynaud's. The precipitance in the primary Raynaud phenomena is usually emotional stress and cold, whereas in the secondary Raynaud phenomena usually it is because of cold. Ischemic injury, however, will be present in the secondary Raynaud phenomena and it is not a feature of primary Raynaud phenomena. Then further extending the investigations and further finding out the other causes, we see that when we do the capillaroscopic examination, it will be normal in primary Raynaud phenomena and it will be abnormal in secondary Raynaud's. Other vasomotor phenomena will be present in the primary and absent, it will be present in both of them. Then talking about the specific antibodies, ANA, anti-centromere antibodies, anti-SCL70, RNA polymerase, topoisomerase antibodies will be present in a different percentages in the secondary Raynaud. However, they will be absent in the primary Raynaud's. Talking about the percentages, ANA will be present in 90-95% cases of secondary Raynaud's. Anti-centromere antibodies will be present in 50-60% patients in systemic sclerosis, especially the limited one. Anti-SCL70 present in 20-30% cases. So these are the percentages which can be remembered, but if not, then we should at least remember that which one is the most commonly present antibody level, that is ANA titers.